What's going on, everyone? John,
this is Talking a Bunch of Hoopla.
So we're going to get into this real quick. And this has pretty much been the main topic for the last few episodes, it feels like. And yes, we're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson, but this is brief. It's very quick. Apparently, two more people have come up to now accuse him of doing things inappropriately to them. Again, they're masseuses. So now that brings up the total of allegations to 26. This is just getting out of hand. I've read reports that apparently we may not, you know, like, see actual, a ruling on the investigation until, like, sometime in July. So he'll go through mini camp and they'll get through eventually, obviously, training camp. But, you know, I don't know. This is just getting worse. But obviously, Roger Goodell is also busy because he's dealing with his own issues and speaking to Congress, I believe. And so is Daniel Snyder, but Daniel Snyder can't. Because Daniel Snyder's going to be out of the country, fucking ironically, that day that they're testifying. So, like, I'm so fucking sick of Daniel Snyder. Because, like, and I've mentioned this before in other episodes, every single time this man's name comes up, it's something fucking negative. And yes, I understand if we went through every single owner's fucking issues in the NFL, we're probably going to see some really fucked up shit. Whether it's just financially, whether it's with employees, whether it's business deals outside of that, whether it's in their offices itself with handling players and handling staff and so on. But until those come to light, I don't have an opinion. I'd hope for the fucking best that these are good people, but just going off of what I've seen of Dan Snyder and what I've read, this guy fucking sucks and he shouldn't be an owner. Doesn't deserve the right, in my opinion, but I'm just a guy. You know, you're listening to me and I'm just a guy. The fuck do I know? But back to the point, this is just getting worse for Deshaun. I don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, it's either how I see it, and this is just my opinion, I'm not saying this is fact or anything, I feel like it's either you give him the full suspension or it's just, there's no point. Because you give him a few games, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, what's the point? It's like, here's four games, just be nice, just don't do it again. And it's like, you're not setting a precedent, and then you're just making yourself, you're going against everything that you've been trying to, like, fix since the Ray Rice situation. And they've gotten better in some ways and not better in some ways. They kind of stayed the way in some certain aspects. But this is the big, like, what turn are we, like, what's the tide turn in this one? What's the goal with this one? Because this is big. You know, you don't have 26 allegations, and among, you know, with all the New York Times article proof of the 66 women in 17 months and, you know, DM conversations and all this other shit that's been coming out. And it's like, this is terrible. This is not good. Whether you believe he did it or not, it doesn't look good. And it's not going to be good. And obviously there are reports, too, that the Panthers are urgently trying to get Baker Mayfield for minicamp. I get there's not a lot of time left from mini camp to training camp and all that, because obviously you'd want your starting quarterback to be adjusted, learn the playbook, you know, start building the chemistry and all that. And if the Panthers do trade for Baker, like, what does that mean for Sam? Because obviously he's getting paid a good amount of money to be there. They drafted Matt Corral, you know, it's like, there's three guys fighting for a starting position, and I don't think it's going to go well. I mean, I imagine if Sam is the backup, there's nothing he can really do. I mean, he can request a trade, but, and then there's that situation, and then we just kind of get a redo of, like, the fucking Browns, where it's like, hey, I want to be done. Hey, fuck you guys. And it's like, no, 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 no. Because realistically, who is going to want to trade for Sam Darnold? I don't really see a huge market for him. If the Browns trade Baker to Carolina, I don't know if they're even going to trade him. I mean, Sam Darnold, so I don't know. It's definitely going to be interesting. I don't know how it's going to turn out. It's going to be a fucking mess. Especially because I've also been reading a lot of it's like, the big issue is how much money each team's going to take. I imagine that they want the Browns to eat like a good amount of it. I imagine he's supposed to get paid like, what, $18 million this coming year? So, like, I imagine people are like, well, you know, you can do like 12 of that and we'll do like 6. Or like, you eat 10, we'll eat 6. Or we'll eat 8, excuse me. And it's like, either way, just get Baker out of fucking Cleveland. He's obviously not wanted. You know, obviously they want Deshaun Watson. And if he's suspended for the year and they trade Baker, good luck to Jacoby Brissett, because you're in a shit situation. And hopefully it works out. But, you know, honestly, realistically, I think Deshaun's going to get like 12 games. And then, like, that's it. Get the last, like, few in. Get last 5. And then just hope for the best. It's just, I don't know. I'm kind of sick and fucking tired of talking about Deshaun Watson. Not that I have to keep talking about it, but obviously it's been a slow news cycle with everything. Because obviously there's no football happening. The draft's over. And sure, there's been a couple of, you know, extensions with Minkah Fitzpatrick just today. Cooper Kupp a few days ago. Aaron Donald a couple weeks ago. David Njoku. And, you know, a large amount of players that have got extensions, so congrats to all of them. Yeah, it's just, so Deshaun Watson's obviously going to lead the conversation, of course, which is what it is, what it is, you know what I mean? Like, not much I can really do about that personally, but whatever. I don't know, I don't have a whole lot to say, because again, it just like feels like I'm kind of repeating myself. It's like, oh look, Deshaun Watson allegedly sucks, okay? Baker Mayfield's still trying to figure out how he's getting traded, okay? We kind of know that. You know, what's going on with Jimmy G? Obviously, the 49ers are going to want to trade him because they have Trey Lance, and Jimmy G's not really going to, he's not going to want to back up fucking Trey Lance, because he can go to, like, Houston, he can go to Carolina, he can go to Seattle or so on, and, you know, have a fucking chance there. Unless Drew Lock is who Seattle thinks could, you know, provide some good quality football to their team. It's very possible, but it just from what we've seen as fans, it doesn't seem great. But, you know, we're not experts. They are. They're in the league, so there's that. Lamar Jackson's at minicamp, and I'm so happy he is, because I'm got real sick and tired of everyone being like, yo, why isn't Lamar why isn't he at the OTAs? Dude, he's not a team player. Why isn't he signed a contract? What's his deal? Why is he doing his own thing? Why isn't he with the team? And why isn't he, like, getting, you know, with the new guys and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, how many years has the NFL been doing OTAs? And how many times for the voluntary OTAs where quarterbacks and other players have missed it? It's not fucking uncommon. It happens every single year. It's not a big deal. But because it's Lamar Jackson, it's a big deal. So whatever. And obviously it goes back to the contract conversation, and it's like, seems like when it comes to the Ravens, since like Lamar's been drafted, it's wide receiver situation. Now lately it's been Lamar's contract, and can Lamar, is his play style sustainable, and can he bring the Ravens to the Super Bowl? As a Ravens fan, I think everyone needs to relax with the wide receiver situation. I've been saying for a very long time that they need to let these guys develop, these young receivers. And I know Willie Snead and I know Hollywood Brown have come out the last couple of months, and Willie Snead most recently, kind of going against Greg Roman's offense and how it doesn't fit wide receivers well. And there's veterans that want to play with Lamar but don't because of how the offense is set up, and it's not set up well for wide receivers overall. That's why they draft young receivers. And so on and so forth. And to an extent, I get it. It's a run-first offense. Passing is not a super main focus. But from what I've seen, and I'm no expert, I don't have the numbers in front of me, it does feel like passing has been more of a focus a lot more in the last couple of seasons. And yes, I understand with the young wide receivers and blah, 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 but Rashad Bateman showed a lot of good shit last year. And I think now that Hollywood's gone, Rashad Bateman's going to be the number one wide receiver for Baltimore. And I know everyone's like, well, they need to get a veteran. Okay, I understand the wide receiver one conversation. And again, I'm beating a fucking dead horse talking about this, but I have time today. What I think Baltimore needs to do is just let these guys develop. Give these guys a chance. They've been getting receivers for years. Let them shine. Let them actually fucking get a chance. They have Devin Duvernay, who's really good. James Prochet. Tylan Wallace. Benjamin Victor. An undrafted free agent in Slade Bolden. Obviously Rashad Bateman and Mark Andrews and Nick Boyle. And then, you know, they got Likely and Kohler in the draft. And it's like, maybe if we just, like, took a step back, took a deep breath, and just give them a fucking chance, then maybe Baltimore could have their number one wide receiver in Rashad Bateman or the other guys I mentioned. But until then, I'm going to have to hear everyone being like, well, Baltimore doesn't have a guy like OBJ or Jarvis Landry or Larry Fitzgerald or Julio Jones, and that's what they need to do to make a run. And it's like, I don't know. It's just a frustrating conversation. Excuse me. I'm really tired. I'm tired of having this fucking conversation is what I'm goddamn tired of. It's as simple as that. But, and yes, I understand Lamar's contract situation is a big deal. And he will sign a contract. And he's not leaving Baltimore. So everyone stop that. And yes, his play style is sustainable. Because he hasn't been injured due to his play style this entire time. Yes, he's been injured. He had that concussion injury and the ankle injury. But the ankle injury wasn't do anything to do with scrambling or his running. So let's fucking cut that shit out. But also, he's been in the league like 4 years. This will be his 5th year. So, like, everyone relax. It's just like, for so many years, when it came to talking about Baltimore, it was always like, yeah, Baltimore, okay. You know, obviously, besides, like, the 2000s where, like, Baltimore's defense was the big talk. And obviously, when that came up, it's a lot of positive conversation. But the offense was always like, I don't care. And so at least that's how I always saw it. It's always like, so we talk about the Cowboys, we talk about the Patriots, and we talk about all the big name teams and all that and all that shit, which is, I get it. Big markets are going to get the more focus, like the LAs and New Yorks and the Dallases and the so on and so forth. But Baltimore's always like, oh, Baltimore's there. That's cool. But now that Baltimore has, like, bigger stars, obviously not just on defense, but on offense now, it's like, obviously it's driving a conversation more, and it's like, well, let's talk about them, and let's go after them. And it's like, can we just fucking not, please?
I'm just so tired of, like,
as a fan, seeing all these people on Twitter shit on Greg Roman and shit on the offense and this and that and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, sure, I can understand where Greg Roman isn't this ideal offensive coordinator for fans. I get it. You know, passing's not a focus. Running is. And obviously, they're utilizing that because that plays to Lamar's strength. But his passing's gotten better. His understanding of plays and breaking down coverages has gotten better. It has been. Just fucking giving them a goddamn chance.
I don't know.
After a while, I get it's a slow news cycle, so a lot of it's just beating the same fucking drum. And it's like, well, what can we talk about today? Okay, let's do this. And I'm kind of doing it myself. I mean, there's certain things I could also talk about, but to me, that's not significant. Like the whole Terry McLaurin thing and, like, let's be honest, I highly doubt Terry's going to get traded from Washington. Why would they do that? You know, they got Jahan Dotson out of Penn State. Still have Curtis Samuel. Hopefully he comes back from his injury well, because he didn't really do that last season too well. Logan Thomas, if he can fucking stay healthy. Because when he's healthy, he's on the field. He's a good tight end. He just fucking can't stay healthy. Obviously, still have Antonio Gibson. I believe they still have J.D. McKissick. I feel like they drafted, did they get a running back this year's draft? I don't remember. But they have a young team. Obviously, they require Carson Wentz through trade.
They still have their young defense. Excuse me, I'm so rude today.
And there's a lot going for them. And obviously, Terry's going to want a new contract. I get it with how crazy these contracts have been for wide receivers. Why not? And obviously, he's been, you know, a really good wide receiver since he's been drafted. A lot better than people thought. I thought he was going to do well. Only because he was in the same draft class as Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace. So I just thought the connection made sense. You know, both Ohio State, both already have a connection. It was like, well, this is going to work out because you already have a quarterback and a wide receiver who have a great connection already. And, you know, obviously they can transition to the NFL together as starters. And it just makes everything easier. And that's kind of how it went for a bit. not much for Dwayne, but more for Terry, but that's not the point. So I highly doubt he's going to get traded anytime soon, if he does at all. He's going to get a contract at some point. It's going to happen probably a lot sooner than we think, but that's just how this is.
Excuse me, I apologize. I'm so tired.
It's funny. I wasn't yawning all day until I started doing this. Then all of a sudden, I'm fucking tired. It's like, okay, sure, that's cool. Because even, like, I follow, obviously, like, sports media when it comes to, like, on YouTube, TikTok, and so on. And it's kind of, overall, it's been kind of dry. I get it. Because even, like, recording this, I was like, what am I really going to talk about for, like, around 20 minutes? And I kind of got there a little bit. But, so, I think that's always a tough part about this time of year for the NFL. Because, obviously, if, like, the NBA finals are going on, we're currently going through the NHL finals. Baseball's in the playoffs for college, I believe. Baseball, Major League Baseball, still in, like, the midst of all this. It's, like, it started in April, so only a couple months in. There's still, like, 100 games left, so there's still a lot of fucking time for that. The USFL is coming to an end. The Houston Gamblers did not play very well this year, and that was hard to watch. I mean, they did have a lot of good, you know, players that did perform well that hopefully, with this, get a chance at the next level at the NFL. Donald Payne Jr. played great. I think he had, and Chris Odom both played really well, so best of luck to them and their endeavors. I haven't been watching as much with the USFL because, again, my Houston Gamblers haven't been playing well, so it's like, But also, I've just been distracted with the NFL shit because I'm just making excuses for why I didn't watch it, essentially. And to the USFL, I apologize. It's not you, it's me. Because what I've seen from your product has been great so far, so I can't argue with that. Can't complain. So that's more of a B issue in my. I'm not saying you're boring, by the way. I've been yawning a lot this episode, so. But yeah, we also have, the Italian Football League going. We have the European Football League just started up again, and that's been going well for them. I believe the A7FL is done for the season so far. They're restarted their new season. I don't exactly remember at this time. I'm real fucking tired. My brain is shot. The Indoor Football League is still going. So there is football out there. It's just not the NFL. And that's what everyone wants. That's the bread and beauty of football. But if people, you want more football, it's fucking out there. You know, it played in multiple countries. It's going on right now. They have the Spring Leagues, obviously, in Japan going on right now. So fucking check that out. And yes, for a lot of, especially if you're in America, time zones are an issue because we're fucking ignorant, don't want to, we are another country, I only care about what's happening here, and it's like, fucking, don't be a dick. There's a lot of good shit happening, you just gotta get your head out of your ass. Also, I need a haircut, because, this is the longest my hair's been in a very long time, and I'm gonna be completely honest with you, as a friend, I hate it, and it's extremely annoying, but I am getting a new job soon, so the time will be more available for that, and also, my job will be, right across the street from where I get my haircut. So, actually, it works out. I didn't even think about that until I just said that. And I'm fucking super excited about that. So, I start in a couple of weeks. So, it should be fun. Wish me the best of luck. Because, hopefully some good things are coming. You know, that's the goal. Obviously, there's still some things I need to do to get my life better. But, you know, it's all about why my hair does this. It's all about working hard. And, you know, just being patient and just trying your best. That's all I can do. You know, just try my best to be out here, be successful, and just have fun. Because that's the point of all this. You know, whether you believe in other stuff outside of, sports and your personal things without, with death and souls and all that. I'm just trying my best to, be a good person, to have fun, and to just do things I like. Because why not? Why am I going to sit around and not do things I like? You know what I mean? Like you got dreams, follow your dreams. I believe in you. Whether it's like, it's not possible, or I don't have enough money, or I don't have this, fuck that. It's obviously, that, sure, you may not have, the things you want, or the career you want, or like the person you want to be with, or the car you want to drive, or the house you want to live in, and the fuck people you want to have sex with. Just try your best to be a good person. Fucking get after it. Do, as long as it's legal. You know, don't be a shitty person and do illegal things, because illegal things are bad. And you can achieve your dreams. I don't care what anyone says. You can achieve your dreams. Sure, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of time. You're going to make some sacrifices. It's going to be tough. But I believe in you. No matter what you are, no matter who you are, no matter what life throws at you, I believe in you. I may sound sarcastic. I'm not. This is Truth John coming out. This is talking a bunch of fucking truth right now. Because, like, we all can sit around and be like, yeah, we work our office jobs, we work our regular jobs, and we do our regular shit, and it's cool, but a lot of people, it's like, there's a little itch. It's like, I wish I could do that. And obviously, if it's like, I want to dance, but you have no rhythm, fucking learn. If you want to sing, you can learn how to sing. It's very possible. Sure, you're not going to, most people are not going to be a Mariah Carey, but that's like the 1% of fucking all singers. You can do it. The internet exists. You don't need a fucking big studio anymore. You have the world. That's it. That's the biggest network ever. That's the biggest network we got is the world. So that's the mission statement for this episode. Get after it. Try your best. No excuses. Get after it. Get shit done. I believe in you. Believe in me, because I believe in us. We got this. I'm done rambling now. So, thank you if you made it this far into the episode. Make sure to subscribe and like the video as well. Rate the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere the podcasts are available, this episode is available. Also, if you want to watch this on more than just YouTube, you can watch this episode on Spotify. That's a thing now. I know. It's pretty great. You should do that. Talking a bunch of hoopla, you can watch the episode when it goes live and have a ball. Share with your friends. Share with your dad. Share with your dog. Like your dog. Like your dog or your dog. You know what I mean? Like, come on. So I thank you, and I'll see you all next time.